Erevin Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav 1:6. Back in the second mission of the Masechta, we said that if you are intending to carry inside a Mavui, that's a Mavui Sosom, it's closed in three sides, you'll need to set up a Shituf, combining the residency with food, and also set up either a Lechi or a Korah. The post is the Lechi, the Korah, the crossbeam. And then we had three Mishnayos, the past three Mishnayos, discussing the requirements for the Korah, that crossbeam. And now the next two Mishnayos will discuss the requirements for the Lechi. The Mishnah says, L'chayayin sh'amro, as for those Lechis which we discussed before, we had different Shitas on if you needed one, if you needed two, etc. Whatever the case is, those Lechis, gavan asar tfachim. The requirement is that they are 10 tfachim high. That is to say, that we don't care about the width or the depth of the Lechi. The way the Gemara puts it, it could be even as thick as a piece of yarn that you'd use to sew a jacket or a coat. That's sufficient, as long as it's 10 tefachim high. And there is a machlokus how the Lechi functions. Is it functioning also as a heker, a reminder, the same way the Korah functions? Or is it functioning as a rudimentary, minimal mechitza, the beginning of a partition at that fourth wall? And the halacha, we say that it is actually functioning as a mechitza, a minimal partition. And that being the case, it's pashit, it needs to be 10 tefachim high, because that's the minimum height for a partition, a mechitza. If you're understanding, it's a matter of being a heker, a reminder. So again, the 10 tefachim would be the minimum height of a mavui, and sort of the minimum height that you would notice that you have a post there to remind you. Okay, so at all events, Tanna Kamma holds, and the lach is that the lechi should be 10 tefachim high, at the just jutting out a tiny bit from the side of the wall within the mavui, right before you get to the Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yossi, I don't know if I forgot if I read this, V'rachban v'avion kolshehu, if I didn't say it before, its width and its depth can be any amount. It doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yossi Omer, rachban shloshu tfachim. Rabbi Yossi holds no, the width of the lechi, that is to say, how far it protrudes from the wall into the mavui, has to be at least three tefachim. Rabbi Yossi holds that the lechi functions as a mechitza, and according to him, to function as a mechitza, it needs to be a mechitza of some level of significance, and that requires at least three tefachim across. So less than three tefachim would be insufficient and wouldn't function as a mechitza. However, the halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, and even though we do paskin that the lechi functions, yes, as a mechitza, a minimal mechitza that is, still the width is not material as long as it's simply as thick as a piece of yarn, meaning very thin. It's sufficient, like the Tanna Kamma.